Sweet home, for my soul. Sweet home, for my soul. Sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My joy is complete as I kneel at his feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, a day that you have made, a day that you have ordained, a day that you have a purpose and a plan for our lives so we can declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. You made this day just for us, so you woke us up this morning with our right minds. We woke up this morning, us up this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, you woke up us up this morning, and you allowed us to have life in that more abundantly. And so with joy in our hearts and with gratitude on our minds, Lord, we bless you, and we thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. As we begin this day, God, we would ask that you would sweep over our souls. Allow your spirit to sweep over us right now so that our joy can be complete. Lord, as we kneel at your feet this morning, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with humbleness in our hearts, God. We're grateful and we are determined to bless your name. For if we go along this day without yielding to your will, God, God, we won't be able to accomplish anything that you have planned and purposed for us on this day. For you know the way that we should take. You know should go. And your word tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And not only are our steps of good man, steps ordered by the Lord, but we delight in your direction. We delight, God, in not wasting our time. We delight in walking into walls and falling into traps, Lord, because we want to walk in our own power and our own might. And so as we sit at your feet this morning, as we kneel humbly before you this morning, God, we say, come no more and sweep over our souls right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender all, God, all to you we owe. We submit ourselves to you. Not my will, but let thine will be done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Sweep over our souls. And as you sweep over our souls, Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood. Holy Ghost, let the blood cover us right now. Holy Ghost, saturate us in the blood right now and cleanse us, Lord, from the very crown of our head to the soles of our feet, that you might get the glory out of us, out of our lives today. We walk by faith and not by sight, and so we lean not into our own understanding, Lord. We acknowledge, Lord, that we can't do it without you. So clean us up, Lord, where we are broken down. Clean us up, oh God, where we're filthy and tattered. God, clean us up right now.
prayer, oh God, that we may be able to present ourselves as a living sacrifice, as holy and acceptable unto you. You told us in your word that that is the least that we can do, is to offer ourselves to you. And so, Lord, with obedience in our hearts, it's doing these things in actions and not in words only. We surrender to you right now, and we ask that you would come to more and have your way in our hearts, in our lives, and in our day-to-day journey. Bless us even now, God. Touch us right now, Lord. And so as you sweep over us, Lord, clean up everything that's unlike you. Give us a loving heart. Give us a father's love, Lord, a love that's unconditional, a love, God, that is compassionate and forgiving. Lord, a love that never ends and never fails. Lord, give us a love like you. Lord, knowing, God, that you know the way that we should take, Lord, and you know of how we should react to people. You know how we should interact with people. Lord, you know what we need to say and what we don't need to say. But, Lord, we want everything to be done in love, because love overcomes a multitude of sins. And not only does love overcome a multitude of sins, but love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not easily provoked. Love thinketh no evil. Love vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. The love of God, God, it waxes strong, oh God, upon this whole earth. For you gave your only begotten Son because you loved us. You sent your Son to die on the cross for our sins because you loved us. You forgive us over and over again because you love us. Mercies we see every single morning, Lord, because you're faithfully great and because you love us. It's your love that never fails. Your love that never runs out. And your love that continuously shines itself on us. And so we want that love to shine through us as well, because we should reflect the image of our Father. Brother, I believe, preached about that on Sunday. We should reflect the image of our Father, our actions, our ways. We should look like you. We should walk like you. We should talk like you. We should reflect the image of the DNA that is in us, Lord. And so, Lord, if we're not reflecting the DNA of love, if we're not reflecting the spirit of love, if we're not reflecting, God, your kindness and your mercy, Lord, then you said that you don't know us. I mean, that we don't know you, because you are love. When we wake up in the morning, God, you remain the same. You remain a loving God. You remain a merciful God. You remain, God, a great and an awesome God, a God of compassion, a God of peace, a God of patience, and a God of long-suffering. But you also are a God, oh God, who corrects us as well, because you love us that much that you would correct us and not allow us to continue to go along our day-to-day journey without knowing that we are walking ourselves into destruction. Lord, help us today, because many are the affliction of the righteous. And there are obstacles, Lord, that are in our way this day. There are traps that the enemy is setting before us right now ahead of us in this day. Lord, we have enemies that are going to come try to steal, kill, and destroy in our path today. And so, Lord, we can't take this journey alone. So, God, even though we may walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear, because we're beginning our morning off with you. Before we become discombobulated with the things of our day, our work schedule, our school schedule, our just general activities, Lord, we're seeking your face. Come to more and have your way, Lord. Oh, God, we need your guidance, Lord, today. We need your direction, Lord, today. We need your spirit today, that after he sweeps over our souls and takes out everything that's unlike you, that he breathes into us life, that he breathes into us a refreshing, that he stays with us and leads and guides us and directs us, Lord, that we may fulfill your purpose and that we might fulfill your plans that you have for our day. For you know the thoughts that you think towards us. God, that's why we come to you this morning. Because you know our ending from our beginning. And God, you have an expected end for us. So Lord, you know the way that we should take. You know the way that we should go. And so in all our ways, we acknowledge you today. We acknowledge you right now. God, come to more and have your way, Lord. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you, Lord. Come to more and have your way, Lord. We understand, God, that we can't even move or breathe without you. So come to more and have your way, God, that we may be anointed for this very day and for this very time. You said, seek me early while I may yet be found, while you're waiting on us, God. waters. Come before your presence, Lord, and help us even now, Lord, as we come before your presence with singing, as we come before you with praise. God, hear our pleas and hear our cries and hear our requests this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we can't make it without you today. Please, God, and direct us, Lord, in everything that we do, everything that we say, everywhere that we go. God, there are some of us, Lord, that has a major task ahead of us today. And, Lord, we know that we can be victorious as long as you are with us. I'm reminded even now that Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, they had a magnanimous, a great, a mighty, a large task that was set before them. But they were not willing to compromise themselves with the meat of the king. But they were determined to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And they chose holiness over sacrifice. Over a compromise. Lord, give us the will, the heart and the mind and the will to sacrifice, Lord, so that you might get the glory out of our lives. Obstacles that are before us today, Lord, they will be conquered by our sacrifice. So honor our sacrifice. Honor our consecration today. In the mighty name of Jesus, our fasting won't be in vain, Lord, but it will accomplish what you set forth to accomplish, Lord. It'll go before us, Lord, and it'll make crooked ways straight. Lord, I'm talking about our willingness to sacrifice, Lord. It'll open up doors that are trying to shut against us, Lord. I'm talking about our sacrifice. For when we sacrifice for you, God, you take our sacrifice, Lord, and you press it down. When we give, God, you shake those things back together. When we give it over to you, you make it run over unto us, God. That not you give unto our bosom, but that men will be stirred up by you to give unto us, to be a blessing unto us. Lord, that's not just in finances, Lord, but that's in our talents. That's in our love. That's in our sacrifice. That's in our gift. That's in whatever we are willing to give over to you, Lord. So, Lord, the call today, yes, there are issues that are heading our way. Yes, Lord, there are traps and snares that the enemy is setting before us right now. But our sacrifice, Lord, that we render unto you, God, will be our weapon, oh, God, to give us the victory, Lord, that we need on this day. So honor our consecration. Oh, God, let nothing get in between us and thee, because you refuse to allow anything to separate us from getting to your love. You said tribulation, no, trials and persecution, things above and things beneath, height nor depth. God, nothing will be able to separate us from your love. So we hold on to your love as we go through the day. We hold on to your promises, Lord, as we go through the day. We hold on to the call that holiness is still right. We hold on to that today. And so no weapons formed against us shall be able to prosper, because you have already given us the victory, because we have begun our mornings off with prayer. And we are going through this day, and we are going through this day sacrificing ourselves, sacrificing our fleshy desires, so that you might get the glory out of this man and this woman today. Honor our consecration. Lead, guide, and direct us, and grant us favor and victory, Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Remind us that today, that when it seems like our steps, that we may be on the wrong path, help us to not lean unto our own understanding, but ask you. And you said you'll give unto those that lack wisdom, you'll give it unto them liberally. You'll give us wisdom liberally, Lord. We seek your wisdom. We seek your direction. We seek to be in your will. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, so that we'll hold on to you. Hide your word in our hearts, Lord, that we won't faint when the trials come. Hide your word in our heart, Lord, that we might not sin against thee, so that we'll be victorious on over this day. And as we look back on this day, God, we'll see how you made a way, how you opened up the door, how you gave us a way of escape, how you made a way out, how, God, just how you healed, how you delivered, how you set free, how you gave us the victory when it seemed like the enemy had us down. Thank you right now, God, for the victory that you already have won for us. Thank you, oh God, that you have already given me the victory before I begin to go any further in this day. You have already given it over to me, and so I speak victory in my life, and I walk in the victory that you have for me. Bless your people even now.
Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, God. Oh, God, watch over us all day long as we breathe in your glory, as we magnify you and glorify you, as we honor you today. Let there be a praise on the inside that we can't keep to ourselves. Lord, let it be so that we can't help but to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, because praise is comely for the upright. And when we praise you, oh, God, you come in and you inhabit our praises, Lord, so we don't have to walk through these valleys of the shadows of death by ourselves, but as long as we are willing to bless the God of our salvation with the fruit of our lips, you'll go with us. And then you'll prepare a table before our enemies. You'll prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Lord, that's what your word said that you would do. And we stand upon your promises this morning. We stand upon victory, oh God, this morning. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the power that you've given us already for this day. We glorify you. We magnify you. We honor and adore you. And we bless your name this morning. Thank you for being such an awesome God. And we glorify your name. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.